Hi everyone, welcome back to Daily Manna, where we're learning to feed on the Word of God chapter by chapter. Today, we are in Revelation chapter 12. The first section of this book, composed of the first 11 chapters, covers all things that occur from Christ's ascension to eternity. And the second section, composed of the last 11 chapters, gives details of the important things and crucial matters occurring from the last 3.5 years of the present age, which will be the period of the Great Tribulation, to the eternal age of the new heaven and new earth. So, the first of the important matters revealed in this section is a woman who brought forth a man-child. So, one of the great signs in this chapter is this woman who is clothed with the sun and the moon underneath her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. If you recall in Genesis chapter 37, Joseph in his dream saw the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars, signifying his father, his mother, and his 11 brothers. There, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars, plus Joseph, so the 12 stars, signify the totality of God's people on the earth. So, based on that principle, the sun, the moon, and the 12 stars in this chapter also signify the totality of God's people on the earth. But here, it's symbolized by a woman. So all of God's people that constitute this woman are light bearers. The sun, the moon, and stars all shine forth light. Hence, she is the bright woman shining throughout all generations. So in the second verse, we see a child, and this child here is the man-child, as mentioned in verse 5, and signifies the stronger part of God's people. So throughout all generations, there are some stronger ones among God's people. And this man-child is to shepherd all the nations with an iron rod, and he'll be fighting the battle for God and bringing God's kingdom down to the earth. In verse 3, there's another sign which was seen in heaven: the great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems. And of course, the dragon signifies Satan. And in Genesis 3, Satan was a serpent, a smaller, subtle creature. But here in Revelation, he has become a dragon. And he is standing before the woman, looking to devour her child when he is brought forth. So here, Satan isn't trying to devour the woman, but is looking to devour the man-child, which is brought forth by the woman. And that's because he knows that once the man-child is brought forth, his time is up. Once the man-child is brought forth, he will defeat Satan, and he will bring in God's kingdom, and his eternal purpose will be accomplished. So first, there's a need of this woman, and secondly, this woman needs to bring forth this man-child consisted of the overcomers. So on the one hand, the man-child is composed of the overcoming saints who have died and have been resurrected. But today, before the time of resurrection, we can also be part of the man-child. Of course, this requires some faith on our part, but it's true. And if you are not part of the man-child today, then how do you expect to be a part of the man-child in resurrection? We may have doubts that we're not suited, or that we don't think we can be part of the man-child. But there's an antidote to that question, which is in verse 11. And it says, "And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb, and because of the word of their testimony, and they loved not their soul life even unto death." So first, we have the blood of the Lamb, which is for our redemption. And this answers before God all the accusations of the devil against us and gives us the victory over him. We need to apply this blood whenever we sense the accusation from the devil. Secondly, we have the word that testifies that the devil has been judged. Whenever we sense the devil's accusations, we should verbally testify how the Lord has already dealt with him. We can say to the devil, "You have been defeated. Christ has won the victory," and that's a fact. Lastly, to overcome Satan, we must not love our soul life. Rather, we must hate it and deny it. You know, there is this aspect of paying the price today. The man-child isn't brought forth cheaply, right? The woman is travailing and being in pain to bring forth the man-child. But believe me, whatever price that we'll have to pay today won't compare to that of what we'll have to pay in the next age, or even to live through the Great Tribulation, right? If we overcome today and become part of the man-child, we can be raptured before the Great Tribulation. Hallelujah, we can overcome Satan today by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, and we can choose not to love our soul life, but to love the Lord. Lord, make us part of the man-child today. That's it for today. Keep enjoying the Word of God.